I don't buy the idea that, you know, the society the way it is right now, it has to be this way.
Welcome to Rewrite the Rules with your host, Alex Starr.
So many of us choose our path out of fear disguised as practicality.
It's time to live life on your own terms.
What do you really want?
Hey everybody, so I'm trying something new because content is king apparently, and I'm putting out podcasts every 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks with the interview ones, and I realized I could really be filling up the in-between space with some solo ones and just kind of talk about things I'm coming across, things I'm learning that I think would be beneficial for everybody in the most non-narcissistic way possible, because that seems to be the game nowadays, is just how do you put stuff out there on Instagram and on YouTube and podcasts like this and like share what you've learned without feeling like a narcissistic douche. But that's probably just a problem in my head. So I wanted to share with you guys because I went to this event this last Saturday, which is so good to go out and meet people. And I wanted to share with you guys kind of some of the key takeaways I took, because one of the guys was the co-founder of Reddit, which is the fourth most popular website on the motherfucking internet. So I wanted to kind of just go over a few of the things that he and some of the other entrepreneurs that are up on stage said. And so what I'm thinking for these types of posts that I'm going to be doing is I'm going to keep them under 10 minutes, and I'm going to just shoot down kind of what I have learned that week that I think would be beneficial to you guys, a book I read, you know, maybe a documentary I read that you guys would be interested in, and I'll be posting these every Friday, so you guys can kind of go off on your weekend with a little bit of quick knowledge, I hope. So would love some feedback if you guys are hearing this, and let me know what you think. So here's some of the takeaways I took from this event, okay? And these are some big guys, okay? And big guys not in the statutory? Is that in the size-wise, for the lack of a better word, I got to look up statutory now, because all I think of when I say statutory is statutory rape, and I don't think I want to be talking about that. So here's what I learned. The biggest mistake you can make is acting like you know everything when you should be admitting you have a lot to learn. Okay? That was a huge thing for me, I thought. This one was cool, and this was something that they said you should be doing in all aspects of your life, including job interviews. This was for pitching an investor. But they were saying that you should be asking a question for every single one that they do. So if you're in a job interview and they ask you a question, hey, what are your best qualities and traits about yourself? Oh, I think this, 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 and this. Then you should say, and you know, where do you see this company going in 5 years? You know, or hiring these types of people with those traits that I just mentioned, you know, what other traits do you find desirable in the employees that you have here? Or what traits do you see having a negligent impact? I don't know. I'm just making this shit up. But asking them a question in return puts the precipice on them, and it puts the conversation is at a much more even playing field, right? So when I'm doing these podcasts, I'm the host, which it is inherent that I am in control, which means I am the one asking the majority of the questions, right? If that script gets flipped, then the other person is in control, and it is no longer, you know, my show, in the sense that I am no longer hosting it or steering the direction of the conversation. So something to consider in all aspects of your life. A couple other big points that I really wanted to share with you guys. And I think this one affects a lot of my listeners and the people that I speak to within my community, is that it's affecting me right now as well. It is this. Working at a job you dislike is one of the best things you can do, because then you will be willing to deal with the hardships if you want to start your own business or side hustle, okay? And you will also discover what you value through discovering what you don't like. So that was maybe a little long-winded, but you know, really just the sense that if you're working at a job that you don't like, you're not getting a lot of fulfillment out of it, right? The job I'm working at now, been there about a year, and it's not fulfilling. I've hit a dead end. You know, I'm looking around the corner, and it has taught me. It's taught me that I for sure don't want to do the 9-to-5-ish type of a job. This is my first one, It's taught me to value my freedom and freedom of time more than anything else. And the only way that I can truly, truly value it is knowing and experiencing the opposite. So really kind of look around at whatever situation you're in and think of the things that you despise about it and then run in the opposite direction and really work on crafting your life around the direction that you want to run into instead of the one that you're currently in, which I know is easier said than done, and I'm working on that too. But that's what I got from it, and I thought that was fascinating. A couple other little quick guys was to invest in people first in all aspects of your life, right? So this is pertaining to business, but this is a takeaway for pretty much everything. Invest in people, invest in your friendships, invest in your relationships, platonic or romantic, and reap the dividends of that. And the final one I'm going to say is that most of the stuff you're going to try is not going to work, and that's okay. Adapt and try something new. And then, okay, one more. Just because you don't feel ready, don't be afraid to try. Okay? So I can attest to all that stuff. I'm sure that resonates with a lot of you guys too. So hope you guys got some value out of that. The book that I'm currently reading is mainly because I just had him on the podcast, so I always love to catch up and read and watch maybe the documentaries of the people before I have them on, just so I can get a feel for who they are. And this book is actually fantastic, and I'm not just saying that because he was on my show. It's called How to Be Alive by Colin Bevan, and he was about on the Colbert Report about, boy, it's about 8 years ago now. He had a documentary out called No Impact Man. But it's a really, really good book. You guys will get a lot out of the way that he says and the possibilities that it opens, right? And the mindset shift that'll take place. He talks about structuring your life in a way that brings you fulfillment and brings you happiness in the very small aspects of your life. And taking these very, very small steps. It doesn't mean quitting your job and running away to the jungle. It means maybe you go get organic food from the farmer's market this weekend instead of your supermarket, right? And how does that relationship change with your food? How does that make you feel more fulfilled? And then how does that cascade and have a domino effect on the rest of your life? And then have a career that is a part of your fulfilled life instead of relying on your career to give you a fulfilled life. That's probably the biggest takeaway so far. I'm only halfway through. I was chilling by the pool reading it this weekend, and then I got distracted by other things. So yeah, that's called How to Be Alive, A Guide to the Kind of Happiness That Helps the World. So check that out. All right, guys, this was my first one. I hope you enjoyed it. As always, you know where to reach me. And I'm thinking about starting some type of community online for the Rewrite the Rules community, because I know there's a lot of engagement and a lot of people out there that would love to do that. And I just don't know where to do that at. I know Facebook groups are kind of outdated. Maybe I should just do one on there anyway. Fuck it. But if anybody has any ideas, you know, shoot me an email at this point, alex@alexstar.com, even though I know that's outdated. Of course, you can find me on my Instagram, alexhstar. And Facebook, Rewrite the Rules. As always, much love. And if you're enjoying the show, subscribe, tell your friends, leave me a review, all that good stuff. And I will catch you guys on the next one. Later.